Phil Thrill, that was a bit of a result.
Yeah, look, it was really gritty performance, really together performance. We just kind of had a feeling all week, being honest, that we were going to perform really well today and beat them. We were disappointed the last time we played them, and I think we rectified that now. We've played them twice, or three times now, and we've beaten them twice. And, you know, I think it's a great achievement for our ladies, considering Shelburne were in the Champions League draw yesterday. So really, really proud how hard we worked, both on and off the ball. But really big defensive display, which you expect, you know, with players of their calibre. But I thought we managed the game really well, and, you know, we showed a lot of growth today.
You mentioned defence. I think that's 14 sheets in succession, I think.
Yeah, well, I think we might be the only team with clean sheets in the competition. I think we have three consecutive now, and obviously four, in the league as well. You know, the interesting thing is, like, you know, I describe myself as an attacking coach, but, you know, the ladies have worked really, really hard on their shape off the ball, and, you know, credit must go to Adrian and Gay and T that worked really hard with them all week, and they drilled them really well in their shape. So, four consecutive clean sheets, which is great.
And two goals. I know you don't score too many, which is good. Abby got the first one, Abby Callanan.
Yeah, look, Abby's a great kid. Geez, I know Abby. I actually know her genuinely all her life. She's a tremendous kid. Really happy for her to get her a goal today. Took it really well, being honest. And then once we kind of scored, I felt towards the end of the first half, we played a bit more. And then obviously Gemma had so much quality in class, and it wasn't pretty the second half, but you know, we made a count, a long ball, a great run from Gemma, and a really, really good finish. So yeah, again, 2-0, clean sheet, job done.
Obviously it's a cup, which is the third game in the group. The winners of this game advanced to the semi-final, so it was a winner-take-all situation.
Yeah, it was a really strange one. It was if we drew but we had less yellow cards and went to fair play, so it was a bit weird. Now myself and Noel King were having trying to get people booked in the first half, but look, once we went ahead, we kind of ended the game, and really, really happy to go and progress. And obviously this is our first year as Galway United, so listen, to go into a cup semi-final in our first year, go up to Belfast, clean sheet, and Athlone, who a lot of people would have fancied, you know, as clean sheet, and obviously Shelburne, who a lot of people would have fancied, who are going to the Champions League. So we'll just keep working away, and hopefully we keep surprising people along the way.
Obviously through to the semi-final, do you know where has the draw been made for that, or do you know what the situation is?
No, so the draw takes place tomorrow. Shamrock Rovers and Glentoran are playing tomorrow, I believe. So the draw takes place after that game via Teams or whatever. Look, we'll take anyone. We won't fear anybody. We'll just play, and we play the way we like to play. We play with passion.
Okay, obviously this extends your season, because obviously this cup was brought in because obviously so many players going to the World Cup from an Irish point of view, so this is to fill the gap. So it keeps you playing for another week, because you are going to have an extended break when this competition is over.
Yeah, 7th of January we started pre-season. Listen, it's an honour to go and extend. Everyone would rather be playing football than sitting at home. So, you know, we go next week, and fingers crossed we get a result next week. You go into a final and you extend it another week. So, yeah, look, we keep seeing and keep training. We're back in on Monday night, and let's keep pushing forward.